This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
State and federal health officials are hoping most people will want the COVID-19 vaccine, but they know some won't, and that could determine whether Wisconsin, and the rest of the world for that matter, is able to end the pandemic. Shemaine Mills has more.
As the state begins to roll out a public education campaign to get more people vaccinated against COVID-19, it's approaching a turning point in the pandemic where vaccine supply could soon outstrip demand. Until now, Wisconsin's had just the opposite problem. Demand has been high, however, supply was sometimes uncertain, and health officials repeatedly urged people who wanted a shot to be patient. State health officials have pegged July 4th as the time when 80% of Wisconsinites could be vaccinated if the state's vaccine supply from the federal government remains steady and people remain eager to be vaccinated. The first to get immunized are what Department of Health Services Deputy Secretary Julie Willems-Van Dyke calls early adopters. So far, just over 20% of people in the state are fully vaccinated.
I think it's going to be a little bit harder once we get over 50 to 60%. And we may need to encourage a lot of people to get vaccines, so it may take a little bit more time.
Where they live may play a role in how receptive people are to that message. In January, polling from the Kaiser Family Foundation found that rural Americans were most likely to be hesitant to get vaccinated. Amanda Marsh lives in rural Brown County on 10 acres with her husband and their 5 children. The backyard is near a wetland, which is busy with blackbirds and geese this time of year. While she's not ruling out a change of heart, the 39-year-old Marsh said no one in the family plans on getting vaccinated against COVID-19.
I don't know that taking something that does not have long-term studies on it is the right decision for me. I honestly would probably have a lot of anxiety if I was to take it.
Health experts say the vast majority of side effects that happen with any vaccine occur in the first 3 months, and there's no reason to believe these vaccines are going to be any different. The vaccines have been tested on tens of thousands of people in clinical trials, millions have been inoculated, and complications have been rare, says Dr. Pat Remington, a UW-Madison professor who used to work for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Well, it's understandable that people are concerned about long-term health effects of the vaccine because it hasn't been around a long time. But if there were considerable risks down the road, we would already be seeing those.
State and national efforts to encourage people to get vaccinated will include sports figures, clergy, and word of mouth, focusing on both rural and urban areas. On Monday, the Brewers announced players were vaccinated over the weekend. And Ben Weston, Director of Medical Services for Milwaukee County, says everyday people can be part of the effort too.
And after you've received your vaccine, be the ambassadors to your community. Reach out to your friends, to your neighbors, to your family. Let them know why you chose to be vaccinated.
Amanda Marsh doesn't think she'll be convinced. She has relatives who work as nurses and says some have gotten the vaccine, others have not. Same goes for her friends. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has advised everyone to get vaccinated as soon as they're eligible. Medical professionals say this is the way to not only protect yourself, but others. How that message is presented is key. Marsh wants people to be educated, not shamed.
I think implying that people don't care if they don't get vaccinated about everybody else is just blows my mind, because that is not where I stand. And I want nothing bad to happen to you. I just have to do what's best for me.
But medical experts say the odds are against those who choose not to get vaccinated for COVID-19, a disease where the risk of death and long-term medical complications exceeds what might happen if someone gets a vaccine designed to prevent that. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.